I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, June 12. Coming up, Health Ministry to increase number of Type A hospitals, NHT General Insurance Act approved, and 99% of GSAT students placed in high schools. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is looking to increase the number of Type A hospitals from 3 to 6 through upgrading of existing physical infrastructure at major health facilities. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says upgrades are expected to include an increase in bed count and expertise in hospitals to treat particular conditions.
This year, we have approved in the budget money to do the technical scoping, the technical work, the pre-construction work of several critical health institutions with the intention of expanding or upgrading those facilities. Spanish Town Hospital is one such institution. Kingston Public Hospital is another such institution. The University of the West Indies is on a separate program, but they are doing the same. And the others are Maypen, Mandeville, and St. Anne's Bay.
Minister Tufton was speaking at the recent official opening of the new Greater Portmore Drugstore Pharmacy building. The health minister says the ministry is now doing calls for proposals to get technical expertise in doing the necessary design for the upgrading of the facilities. Approximately $350 million has been earmarked for repairs and maintenance of courthouses for the 2017-2018 financial year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says a significant portion of the funds will be used to construct 2 new traffic courts and 3 additional courtrooms at the Court of Appeal.
We're hoping we'll be equipped with audiovisual equipment so that the cases can be dealt with in a more timely manner. And we're looking at additional facilities, and we're hoping that these will come on stream in the next few months.
The construction of a new courthouse in Mandeville, Manchester is also expected to start before the end of the year. $267 million has been set aside for implementation of the Justice Sector Reform Program to address infrastructure development. During the last fiscal year, repairs were done at 17 courthouses and photocopiers were placed in old parish courts, while several of them received air conditioning units or ceiling fans. The government has approved the National Housing Trust NHT's renewal of its general insurance contract in the sum of $1.28 billion for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Information Minister Senator Will Reid says the figure does not include general consumption tax. Senator Reid, who was addressing a recent post-cabinet press briefing, further advised that the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has awarded a contract valued at over $120 million to Contracts Enterprise Limited for the Barrett Town Integrated Infrastructure Project in St. James.
We also got approval to the Jamaica Drip Irrigation Limited for the Hounslow Agri-Park Irrigation Works in St. Elizabeth under the Agriculture Competitiveness Program in the amount of $65,705,839.96.
Meanwhile, the information minister says cabinet has also approved Petrojam Limited's proposed acquisition of land at 77 Marcus Garvey Drive at a cost of $43 million to facilitate upgrading of the state refinery's facilities. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says 99% of students who sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT in March this year have been placed in high schools. Education Minister Senator Will Reid says the number of students placed in primary and junior high schools reduced by 46% compared to last year. He says this reduction is in keeping with the ministry's plans to phase out all age and junior high schools.
Overall, there are 30,358 students who are placed in their first 5 choices. That represent about 79% of the students to be placed. Of course, there was a secondary placement for 2 additional places by virtue of cluster of schools, and another 16% were so placed.
The education minister says the combined figures show 95% of students were placed in a school of their choice. That was JIS News. I'm Andrewie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.